Do you know what the Dahya Doctrine is? You've likely heard of it, but you may not be aware of what it actually is. While Israel is currently conducting airstrikes in Beirut's southern Dahya neighborhood, the namesake of the doctrine, let's break down the tactic that experts all agree is a massive violation of international law. The Dahya Doctrine is an Israeli military strategy that involves the destruction of civilian infrastructure, otherwise known as domicide, as a means of exerting pressure on their opponents. The intent behind it is to cause so much irrevocable harm to a civilian population to such an egregious degree that they turn on their government and force them to surrender to Israel. Now, the tactic was first used in the 2006 Lebanon War. Israel had completely razed the Shia quarter in Beirut and killed over 1,000 Lebanese people. After its use was made public, an IDF commander was quoted as saying, "We will wield disproportionate power and cause immense damage and destruction. From our perspective, these are military bases. This isn't a suggestion. It's a plan that has already been authorized. Every one of the Shiite villages is a military site with headquarters, an intelligence center, and communication centers." This doctrine and the process of using mass civilian casualties as a military deterrent has become a standard part of Israeli procedure, being used in Gaza specifically several times over the years, with the current assault on Gaza being considered an intense extension of the doctrine due to the unprecedented rate of destruction. And now the Dahya Doctrine has returned to its namesake, and over 2,000 Lebanese civilians have been killed in the onslaught. Israel is intentionally waging war with an entire civilian population with no regard for international law or human rights, and that's exactly why we should never accept these attacks as being targeted or limited in the way that they claim. Using civilian death as a military tactic is just inherently evil.